And earlier today, the Holy Father celebrated Mass with the bishops of the Interregional Meeting of Bishops of Southern Africa. John Baptist sent us this report.
The Mass was celebrated at an altar constructed from a huge steel platform, decorated with pink ribbons. The choir sang and people danced and waved as the Pope arrived. Many wore pink pieces of cloth tucked around their waists, bearing the face of the Pope and Jesus, while others had Pope Benedict's image decorated on their t-shirts and caps. During the offertory, there was a dance as the faithful carried gifts to the altar. This was the climax of Pope Benedict's visit to this country. Surrounded by bishops from the Interregional Meeting of Bishops of Southern Africa, IMBISA, the Pope delivered a homily aimed at strengthening the faithful in their faith. Referring to the 27-year civil war that not only killed thousands of people, but maimed many more, the Pope invited Angolans to have hope in Christ and put behind the ravage caused by the war and begin to reconstruct their country.
How true it is that war can destroy everything of value, families, whole communities, the fruit of men's labor, the hopes which guide and sustain their lives and work.
He said the war had destroyed everything of value, and indeed was a betrayal of our call to be sons and daughters of a merciful Father, and brothers and sisters of His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. He called upon Angolans to draw from that experience and make sure that their country does not revert to war again.
God is calling us to acknowledge the power of His presence within us, to reappropriate the gift of His love and forgiveness, and to become messengers of that merciful love within our families and communities, at school and in the workplace, in every sector of social and political life.
The fourth Sunday of Lent was set aside by the Church in Angola as a day of prayer and sacrifice for national reconciliation. The Pope said true reconciliation can only be the fruit of conversion, and called upon the faithful for a change of heart and a new way of thinking. Stressing further the theme of reconciliation, he told the faithful that he had promulgated the working document of the Second Special Synod for Africa, devoted to the theme, "The Church in Africa in Service to Reconciliation, Justice and Peace."
Ao serviço da reconciliação, da justiça e da paz.
And asked the faithful to pray that every Christian on the African continent can experience the healing touch of God's merciful love, and that the Church in Africa can become a place of true reconciliation. He called upon all Angolans to be true heralds of God's kingdom in their country, reminding them that through their baptism, they have been called to a life of truth, holiness, grace, justice, love, and peace.
May his words be a summons to all God's people in Angola and throughout Southern Africa. Arise, ponias ye caminho. Look to the future with hope, trust in God's promises, and live in his truth. In this way, you will build something destined to endure and leave to future generations a lasting inheritance of reconciliation, justice, and peace.
At the beginning of the Mass, the Holy Father prayed and also expressed his deep sorrow at the death of two young women who lost their lives in a stampede on Saturday at the Dos Coqueiros Stadium, where he was about to address youth. He expressed his condolences to their families and friends and prayed to God to grant the two youth eternal rest. He also prayed for those who got injured and wished them a quick recovery. On Sunday afternoon, the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who is in Angola with the Pope, visited the injured youth at a hospital and expressed the Holy Father's solidarity. At the conclusion of the Eucharistic celebration, the Pope recited the Angelus with the faithful. But before the Angelus prayer, he invited all Christians to pray for justice and peace in Africa.
Aquí en África Austral.
And in a special way implored the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for peace, the conversion of hearts, and an end to the conflict in the Great Lakes region. From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusiime.